Don't Mess Up by a Badger. The Best Speech.
When attempting to understand the fundamentals of chaos magic, one must first understand the fundamentals of regular magic. It's essential when attempting to extract arcane flow, also known as mana, from the air onto a protruding organ, in such a fashion that said mana does not inhibit nor harm the internally projected energy, which the mana will adhere to, so that one does not make a mistake. In other words, don't mess up when casting a spell. Don't mess up in drawing mana. Don't mess up when using your energy. Don't mess up when fabricating the spell. Oh, and in case you do happen to mess up, don't. It's an advanced concept that many ponies have attempted to master. For example, one of the best not mess uppers in the history of not messing up is Star Swung the Mustatoid. He didn't mess up when messes up and messes down. Rather, he kept his head up and his messes right. I mean, left. Star Swung the Mustachioed kept his messes left and his head forward. It's best explained in his famous quote. If you do the thing, and you do it right, and you don't mess up, it works. It just works. Star Swung the Mustachioed properly. Make sure that you don't mess down. Messing down is the worst possible thing you can do. Except for maybe messing up. Messing right is also worse. Definitely don't mess right. However, this gets more complicated when attempting to learn how to do chaos magic. Chaos magic is interesting because it is fundamentally different from every other arcane type. The biggest difference in chaos magic does not follow the fundamental arcane rules. The conservation of magical energy, the constant spiral of magical energy, and the natural matter and magical energy interaction.
Without this, many arcane concepts are thrown out. Users of chaos magic can simply bend reality without these rules applying to them. Chaos magic does have a few specific rules. For example, the rule of spontaneous implosion, the rule of cubed instability, and the rule of magical bursts. Chaos magic is also still subject to the single most important rule of arcane application. Don't mess up. Many ponies confuse messing up with messing left. You want to mess left as it grants you the ability to fix your mistakes and improve upon yourself, unlike messing up. When practicing chaos magic, one must always be ready and prepared to mess left. Messing left is a great toolet, so be ready to use it. Unlike the dreaded messing right, no one likes you messing right. Go home. Now, some more astute ponies might ask the question, but Mr. Discord, sir, isn't messing up a fundamental part of improving? When you mess up, you can understand what you're doing incorrectly and therefore improve upon it. No, you're wrong. You probably messed up your messing directions. Unfortunately, you messed right, the difference between messing up and messing left. Don't mess down again, astute pony, okay? Is it essential that you understand the fundamental difference of the messing directions? If you mess up, your messing directions isn't messing down, which causes messing right. When messing right, you mess down, you're messing up while messing up. Messing up is just messing up, but can also refer to messing right, and messing down, but can't refer to messing left. Most people mean messing left when they say messing up, however. The moral of the story is, don't mess up, don't mess down, don't mess right, but mess left often. Any messing directions can be messing left as long as you try to accept the messing up as part of the process. Once you do mess left, good job on messing left, making sure to do that often. Now that you are educated in the basics of messing up and messing directions, now go out and make your messing right messing left and your messing up messing left and your messing down into messing up into messing left. This ends ultimately with messing left. You must always mess left. Now, do you understand that messing directions are essential when performing any form of magic? Now you are closer to becoming like Star Swung the Mustachioed. Star Swung would be proud, if he was dead. How did he die, you might ask? Well, I'm sure you already know the answer. One of his spells backfired greatly, causing a giant flaming explosion aimed directly at his face. In other words, he messed up. I do mean messing up, of course. After all, I don't mess down. Star Swung messed up. He didn't mess left because he died, so he never got a chance to mess left. Now that the fundamentals of messing up and messing left are not only applicable in magic application, the messing directions can also be used in all sorts of different activities. Did you get a new friend? Don't mess up.
Did you get a bear friend? Don't mess up. Are you engaged to your new girlfriend? Don't mess up. Are you now married to your girlfriend, making her your wife? Don't mess up. Did you discover that your new wife is cheating on you with your new wife? You have my empathy. Do you now try to drown your sorrows in alcohol? Don't mess up. Did you eventually meet somebody else in the bar where you drown yourself in alcohol? Don't mess up. Did you fall in love with this pony so you decided to quit drinking in order to be there for her? Don't mess up. Did you eventually marry her and have children together so that you now live happily ever after? Well, you did mess up. Those are just a few examples of what not messing up can do for you. Imagine what could happen if you don't mess up. The possibilities are endless, and all you need to do is not mess up. It is important that in any activity that you do, you don't mess up. It is also important that you try to mess left as often as possible. Although this concept is fundamental to magical studies, both chaos magic and other forms of magic, it can branch out and be useful in any activity that you decide to take interest in. So remember, in any case you have any doubts on your abilities, in case you don't know what to do, in case you need some life advice, just remember, don't mess up.
The best reaction. Twilight gawked at Discord, her mouth slightly agape while she stared dumbfounded at the ex-Lord of Chaos. She had just been the first pony to witness Discord's incredible speech about the fundamentals of chaos magic. Except, there wasn't actually much talk about chaos magic. Instead, the speech consisted of crazed explanations of not messing up, backhanded remarks, and some pony named Starswung the Mustachioed, who sounded like a bootlegged version of Starswell the Bearded.
So, what do you think, princess?
Discord blew out literal raspberries at Twilight as he said princess.
Do you think I'm ready for my pond talks this weekend?
Twilight blinked. Then she blinked again. Then she blinked 5 more times. Her mouth finally closed and she came to one conclusion. After all the talks about messing up, and messing directions, and drinking until you find love, which somehow related to messing up, she decided it would be best if she made her opinion on Discord's pond talk speech as clearly as possible.
What's the best?
Hello everyone, this is once again Comment Time with Visual Pony, and once again I will remind you that you can support Pony and Wolf Productions through the Patreon one-time donation and Teespring links down in the description below. Every dollar is needed, helps, and is very much appreciated. So now let's get into the meat of the matter here, because I don't think this story made any fucking sense to me. But what the hell, I still loved it, and it has been quite a while since I did my Discord voice. So I hope you loved it as much as I did. I am going to have a drink now and then have some food. You enjoy your day, and please think about supporting Pony and Wolf Production. I will now end this farce with my fucking loud announcer voice, because I can't do it for much longer. Visual Pony, signing out!